Hey everybody, welcome back to the channel. I appreciate your time. Thank you for watching on the road again. So please excuse the audio and the video quality, but I wanted to give you some news that came out here while I was in Iowa with Brownells. And Sig Sauer has been ordered to pay a victim $11 million after a three-week trial in Philadelphia. The man claimed he put his brand new 320 in a holster, put it into his sweatpants pocket, zipped it up, and as he was walking down the stairs, the gun fired and discharged on its own, striking him in the thigh, exiting above the knee, causing permanent injuries. Sig, of course, fought their position in court as well, and it should be worth noting that the victim's attorney is the same attorney that I told you I'd won a case a couple months ago, and in that case, it was a little over $2 million in the payout, where the judge said that Sig was responsible for the 320 injury, the discharge of that gun negligently. Now, in this case, this man charged Sig with selling a faulty gun and a faulty holster. I've told you about several of the cases where Sig has been challenged and sued. I've also told you about several of the cases where Sig was victorious, where the injuries were found to be based off of user error. So some people have, there's two sides of the fence on this. And believe me, I'm not Sig bashing. I have five 320s myself, but I wanted to give you this update. And like I said, this attorney won the case in Georgia a couple months ago for the $2.35 million was the judgment in that case. This one was $11 million, and he does have other clients who have come forward using him as their attorney, suing Sig for similar situations where their gun, their 320, has allegedly discharged all on its own without somebody pulling the trigger. Now, Sig is fighting this, and they intend to appeal, and this is the statement they released yesterday. Sig said, "We strongly disagree with the verdict in this unintended discharge lawsuit, have already moved for a mistrial, and will be appealing the decision on multiple grounds. The jury agreed that plaintiff's own negligence contributed to this accident. Plaintiff agreed the trigger on his P320 pistol was pulled fully rearward with at least 7 pounds of force. The 320 pistol is designed to discharge when the trigger is pulled, and that is what happened in this case. Plaintiff ignored numerous safety rules and warnings in handling his gun and had never trained with or fired his gun before the discharge occurred, despite having purchased it more than a year and a half before the accident. Sig Sauer believes that the jury's ruling was unsupported by and contrary to the evidence presented, and will be filing a motion for a judgment in its favor, notwithstanding the verdict, and, if denied, will be appealing the decision on multiple grounds. The design of the Sig Sauer P320 model pistol is innovative and safe, with numerous related patents, including several relating to safety mechanisms. It is among the most tested, proven, and successful handguns in recent history, with versions being selected as the official sidearm of the U.S., Canadian, Australian, and Danish militaries, among many other military and law enforcement organizations worldwide. Sig Sauer is extremely proud of our long history of producing high-quality firearms and our unwavering dedication to safety." So that's Sig's side of the story. Like I said, there's always three sides. There's the victim's side, here's Sig's side, and somewhere in the middle, what the jury thinks is the truth. And one note, when they mention the military guns, those have an external safety. Is that the big difference here? I don't know. I do know that I've been chronicling the Sig P320 issue all along, and I have friends that work at Sig. I've been to Sig several times. I'm not bashing them, giving you the update, because there's several of these lawsuits still outstanding. And this attorney, who has now two victories to his name, seems to, I guess, be able to sway a jury in his favor. So we'll see what happens as this goes forward. I'll keep you updated. And if you want to know, stay tuned by subscribing to the channel down below. Hit that little red button. Like this video and share it so more people see it. And I'll see you on the next one here on Guns and Gadgets. Take care.